Why? Mipnei ha-sakona. Because the sakona, she has a lot of milk there, so she's not going to nurse, there'll be a sakona, that's why it's mutter. But otherwise, we say for sure the kid is not going to live. He's a ben ches, he was only in the mother's own, her mother was only pregnant for 8 months, therefore the kid can't live. So how could we say over here, ben chai lives, there it's mashma, ben chai does not live. So Gemara says, halcha b'mayaskinon, kishagom ru simonov. We're talking about over here, when the kid is born, he's born with a simonim. Like we'll soon see, he has certain signs that we look and see as if he's a real gadol. We'll soon explain why. So Tanya, we learned like this. A Zeyo ben Shemayna, who's called an 8-month-old baby, kol shalai kol alai chadoshev, that he did not live out the month. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, Simonim Mechichen Olav. If he has Simonim, we look at the child, we can tell exactly how he is. Saroi Utsipornov Shlegomru. That depends if his hair did not grow normal, and his nails did not grow normal. That's called the Ben Shemayna. But it's Ezel, Tanya, we learned, Ezel Ben Shemayna, who's called an 8-month-old baby, that Kol Shlegomru Chadoshim, he did not live the month. And Rabbi says, Simonim Mechichen Olav, even if he lived the month, still, there are signs to tell that he's an 8-month-old baby. That means his hair did not grow normally, or else what? His nails did not grow. So, Taima, what's the reason, the legomru? That the hair or the nails did not grow normal. Hogomru, mashma, if his nails grew, when he was born, his nails, he had normal nails, and he has normal hair. Amrina, we say like this, Hai bar zayinu. Really, the kid is a 7th-month baby. In other words, the klal is like this. That a baby, a premature baby, if he's born after 7th month, he could live. An 8-month-old baby can't live. A 9-month-old baby, that's normal for sure, he lives. Certain times, though, the cases like this, really is a bar zayin. Really is a kid that was supposed to be born after 7 months. But for ishtuye, who the ishtoye? He stayed in the mother's stomach another month. So even though he's born after 8 months, it's possible this kid could live. Even though usually a real ben ches cannot live, but the pshat is here, really, he was the Ben Zion. He was supposed to come out after 7 months. Just on something happened, he stayed there another month. That's not called the Ben Ches. So how do we know this? These are the simonim. If he has simonim or not, we can tell this. So on this, where Rashi says, the Rebbe Avu has come to teach us to feel the Rebbe, the Mechaskin and Leib, Bar Kayom, Achie Ben Chav. When do we know for sure there's going to be a Ben Kayom is going to live? Only if he's 20 years old. When he's 20 years old, then we say for sure the case was, even though he was born after 8 months, the case is that really he was a Ben Zayin, supposed to come out after 7 months, just he stayed in another month. So the Mori Elohor Diyovid Rovot Toysvo. This is the question now, how come Rovot Toysvo, name of a person, Uvda, it happened a case, Be'isha Shaholach Balalam Dina Sayom. It happened in Isha, a wife, that her husband went away from Dina Sayom. V'yishtuye yatreisa yachishosa. That her husband stayed away for 12 months. V'yachshara. And then what happened was, at the end of 12 months, his wife gave birth. So who, what should we say? We should say that the kid's a mamzer. Because since the father went away a year ago, so Lachura, if she would have been pregnant from her husband, she would have given birth in the most 9 months later. Here it happens, she first gave birth 12 months later. So what we should say is she became pregnant from a different man. So the kid should be a mamzer. So, and still we say no, that the kid is kosher. His Lachura command, who does it go like? A Rebbe. The Yoma Mishtoya, that Rebbe says no, really a kid when he's born after 8 months, he could be a Ben Zion. Aye, how come he first came out 8 months? Because he stayed in the stomach another month. So what are you saying? So Rebbe, you see that the kid could stay in the mother's stomach. See, also it's possible he stayed 3 months in the mother's stomach. In other words, really he was a Ben Tes. He was supposed to be come out after 9 months. But it could be that sometimes it could be delayed. That it could take another 3 months. Rashi says, V'yishtoye atreisi yachishosa. Shleichosa v'yolde ishtoye l'soif shenosa. It could be that the kid stays in the mother's stomach even after it's finished. And there it could be a case that he stayed in the stomach 3 months. We don't say this. So the Chura, the Mursa and the Chura command, Karebi,
Who you going on chulak Rebbe? The yom mishtoy. So chul the kasher is it's the yochid Rebbe. How come you passing like Rebbe? The chom the chulak you on Rebbe. How come you hold like Rebbe? That there it says kivu and the yikar Rebbe Shimon and Gamliel. The yom mishtoy kiravim of it. It's not only yochid, not only Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel also holds like this. That there's a case that it's possible that the kid stays in the mother's stomach. But since he and Rebbe both say it, then we paskin like this. The Tanya will end like this. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Kol sheshol lamed yom biyodim ein neifel. If ein neifel, if a kid lives for 30 days, that's a proof that he's not called a neifel. Rashi kol sheshol shkosh yom biyodim means shechay yishlosh yom yom. If a kid lived after he's born, he lived already for 30 days, is ein neifel. Even though he was not born after 9 months, he was only born after 8 months. The Yamrin and I, the Chura, after 8 months, we say a kid can't live. That there it says, the Yamrin and we say, Leshiva Nigmaratsarosai. Really, this was a 7th month baby. But after 7 months in the stomach, he was complete. And really, he should have come out then. And a 7th month old baby could live. Now, I, how come he came out the 8th month? Vishtoya Anshmini. And he stayed in the stomach another month. Lochi Nokat Piyot, the Dilu Rebbehem, Katani Yasam, Shmani Yavim Shoah, Ain Anaphil. By a person is 30 days, and by an animal, if an animal lives for 8 days, that's the proof that he's not an Eiffel, that he'll be a Ben Kayom, and he'll also live also. So the Kirti Siri of Shimon Gamil also holds in this Svara, that if a person lives for 30 days, even though he came out after 8 months, also we say he's going to be a Ben Kayom. A Ben Ches can't live. You see, Rav Shimon Gamliel also holds the svara that it's possible a kid could stay in the stomach an extra month. So really, he was finished at 7 months. A 7th month old baby could live. So only a complete 8 month old baby means that his surah, he's not finished, completed, until after 8 months. Such a baby can't live. Tana Rabbonim, look at the braisa like this. Eizeyo Suris Chama. What's called a person that's born sterile? What's called a Suris Chama? He's born that way. Is Kol Shu Ben Esrim, if he's 20 years old already, Loihevish Te Cyrus. This is like Basil Shita. It's only 20 years old. If the boy is 20 years old and he didn't bring Shte Cyrus, he never had hair, B'yosimokim on the bottom, Satarai is a Srisham. He was born sterile. So Yafilu Evliachim Ikan, even though he brings later, so what? Hareyo Kasris Bechodavar. He has locha like a Sris Kechodavar. The Yeluhei now Simonif. This is also Simonif, I can tell otherwise. Even before this, sometimes you can tell a person will be sterile. V'yelu ein simonov, kol shein loy zok, he doesn't have a beard. V'sar lekuya, even the hair that he has, there's something wrong with it. Rashi says, rach, it's very soft. Ul b'saroy machlit, his skin is very smooth. Rashi chola kebosar isha, a man's skin is smooth like an isha. The derech bosar ish liyo soyer, a person usually has hair on his skin. This person, that's a Suris, does not have any hair on his skin, a smooth skin. These are also Simonim to tell that a boy is going to be a Suris. We have Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Ben Yoyer, Kol Shein Meimov Malim Resichot. This is another Simon. When he urinates, if the water comes out, it does not come out hot. But does it come out with Resichot, with heat, that's also a Rai, he's going to be a Suris. The Yeshayim, some say, Kol Amato Maim, when he urinates, the Yehnois Akipa, like we had before, it doesn't make like an arch. In other words, you can't shoot out, usually when you're shooting upwards, so it shoots out, and then it comes down again like an arch. If he doesn't have enough power to shoot it upwards and go well like an arch, that's also called a Sris. That's Simoni Sris. The Yeshayim, some say, Kol Sheshichva Zera Deicha. If a Shichva Zera is very loose, Rashi Shein HaKosher Elut Solo Kamayim, it comes out like water, that's also a Simon that is sterile. The Yeshem, some say, Kol Shein Meime Raglov Machmitzin. That if his urine that comes out is not Machmitzin, doesn't ferment. Shashobakli, usually if you let it stay in the clear, it ferments. If his doesn't ferment, that's a right, something wrong with him. Hacher Maimrim, others say, Kol Sharoichetz Bimois Lagashamim. He takes a shower, he washes himself in the winter. V'yein Besara Malahevel. And his body does not give off heat. Shashi Chamimos. The normal person, if you take a shower in the cold, so it's like steams out of your body, because your body is hot and it's cold, so that's normal. But if your body doesn't give off steam like, that's the Raya Rasris. We have Yishimah Menalosa Weimer, Kol Shekoyle Lekuyay. If his voice is also different,
V'yeinikah ben ish l'ishi, can't tell the difference between him and a lady. He has a voice like a lady, it's a soft voice. That's also a simon of a sris. Now, this is all by a man. What about by a lady? V'yeizeu hi idleness. What's the simon that the ishi won't have children, she's an idleness? Kol shi bas eskim, first of all, she's 20 years old. V'lo heviyu beistarvish, she doesn't have 2 hairs. She brought later, like we had before. She has a shame idleness that now we give her shame gedela when she was 12 years old. If at 18 she does not have, or 20 she does not have any hair, it's the gloy milsa, she's an idleness, and she had a shame gedela when she's 12 years old. Now, there are simonim even before that. If she has no breasts, when she has tashmas with the husband, it's very hard for her, she has pain then, that's also a simon that she's an idleness. Her body by the stomach doesn't come to a point like the way a regular isha does. She actually come in kaf, like a kaf, lamala, miyaisa mokim. Above her eva, mokim erva there, it comes like a kaf, like a spoon. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Kol Shekoy Lovish, if she has a thick voice, V'yeinu Nikeres Ben Ish El Ish, you can't tell the difference between her and a man, that's also Simone Islandess. If a voice is thick like a man. Itmer was learned like this, Simone Sris, what are the simonim of a Sris, of a man, a sterile, Rav Huna Oma Ad Shiyokulam. You have to have all these simonim. His hair is soft, his body is smooth, he needs all of them. It's enough one of them. If he has one of these simonim, his voice is low like a lady, one of the simonim is enough. So verse is like this. If he has a beard, he has 2 hairs by his beard, then he's not called a sris until he has all these simonim. He has to have all these simonim to give him a shame a sris if he has 2 hairs. Ki pligi, where's the machlokes? Bishaloi Hoyu Bishaloi Hevi. He doesn't have any hair. That's where the machlokes is. For the Mori, if so, Elohodi Yomolu Rabba Baravua Lerabonin. That Rabba Baravua said to the Rabbonin. Einoi Beib Rabbi Nachman. I'm looking at Rabbi Nachman. Even Sorei Mala Hevel. Does his body give off heat? And as I want to know, if Nachman is Sorei or not, his Eisav Lebrato. If I see that his body in the cold gives off heat, so he's not a Sris, then I'll let him marry my daughter. Zechura Kaman, Rav Huna. Who's he hold like Rav Huna? Rav Huna said before, you have to have all the simonim. So therefore he checked him out with one way, as long as he doesn't have one simon, as long as this one thing is missing, then he's normal. So of course, Rav Nachman, Sicha Dikne Hevilei. Rav Nachman had Cyrus. So since he had here, then we say, what makes him to become an island, a Saurus? Only if he has all these simonim. So we checked him out this one way, that his body gave off heat, he doesn't have all the simonim, then he's not a Saurus, then he said, I'll let you marry my daughter. So Mishnah says, a Saurus lechotzloi mibyavim mechen alamis. Ketani Saurus duma di alamis. Our Mishnah says, a Saurus, a man that's sterile, just like an idleness, an isha that can't give birth. Ma idleness, b'day shemayim, means she was born that way. Avsris b'day shemayim. Our Mishnah that says there's no mitzvah yibim, if you're sterile, that means you were born that way. Ustamach Rabbi Akiva. And our Mishnah stam goes according to Rabbi Akiva Shita. The Yomer, he says, b'day yodam in, b'day shemayim loy. Rabbi Akiva says, when does a sterile man have a mitzvah yibim if he was born healthy? And later on in life, something happened to him. But b'day shemayim, if he was born sterile, then he does not have a mitzvah yibim. So our Mishnah stam Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Akiva. All right, we'll stop here. You're holding daf pei aleph yamar aleph. Just the last line of pei and beis. Just last line was says hasaris shecholus livimto leposla. That's what our Mishnah says. Samara says taima debola. So our Mishnah says what that a saris that gives chalitza to his yivama. The Mishnah says he doesn't pass Allah because he's potter for mitzvah chalitza. But luyitzu he has beer with her. So it's if the yavam, the one that's alive now, he's a saris. So he's potter for mitzvah yibum. So really, it's eshasach. he's being boiled on erva. So it says, if he's boiled law, then he passes her, she becomes a zoina. So Mars Madayak Taima de Bola. Why did she become a zoina? Only because the Yavim himself was boiled her, lived with her. Ho achar, mashmef, not the Yavim, but somebody else's boiled her, loy, then she does not become posel to a kain. She does not become a zoina. Like Rashi says, Taima de Bola, who? To have a zoina. Then she becomes a zoina. The nivaloli achay baila, because she lived now with her husband's brother. Shaloi b'malke mitzvah, when there's no mitzvah yibum. V'hoi solo b'karis, therefore it's an erva, she's a chayiv karis, therefore she becomes a zoina. Only because she lived with the yavim. Mashma, she lives with somebody else though, she does not become posel. So,